It's 5:44. You're listening to 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. The Charlotte Bobcats open the new NBA season tonight at home against the Indiana Pacers. The Bobcats finished last season with the league's worst record, just 7 wins and 59 losses. This year, the team has a new head coach, new players, including the number 2 draft pick, and new hopes for respectability in the NBA and with fans. And joining me to talk about the Bobcats' game plan for the new season is the team's president and chief operating officer, Fred Whitfield. Mr. Whitfield, the website Hoops World says that by default, better days are ahead for the Charlotte Bobcats. Glad you can chuckle about that. But what has the team done to try and ensure that?
You know, our team has a completely different atmosphere now. There's a completely new culture that I think Coach Dunlap has brought to our organization. And it's exciting around here. You know, clearly, we have to improve on our performance last year on the court. But the one thing that I'm really thankful for is the Charlotte community has still continued to support us. And we've had a great selling season and added almost 2,000 new full-season ticket holders and renewed a huge portion of our ticket base. And our fans expect us to play better and expect us to win more.
The Bobcats really have never come close to capturing the hearts of Charlotte area fans like the city's first NBA franchise, the Hornets, did back in the late 80s and into the 90s. What do you think it would take to create some real NBA fever again in Charlotte?
Well, you know, the Hornets, and I was a season ticket holder with the Hornets and was a fan of the Hornets, and they were very lucky. They came into this market when there was no other professional franchise in town. And I think the Hornets did a great job with not only winning on the floor and developing their young expansion team into a winner, but also connecting to the community. And one of the things that we've done, especially since Michael has become our owner, is we've made a valiant effort to get out into the community, to connect to the community, to do great things and help those in need in our community. And our new Cats Care Foundation, I think, is going to really give us a solid foundation out in that community to try and have people come out and support us. And Michael's been out in the community and has done great things and will continue to do more things in the community.
Well, speaking of Michael Jordan, do you think that there is a perception in the community that he really is out there in the community and selling and cheerleading for the Bobcats?
I mean, absolutely. There's a perception and there's a reality that he is out in our community. He actually owns a home in our community. He's here in the office working with us day in, day out. Certainly he has other business obligations he has to travel and attend to, but he's very much involved and engaged with how we run our business, and he's very involved with our corporate sponsors we should be going after and trying to bring into our sponsorship family. And anything he can do to help us connect those individuals or those companies with our Bobcats brand, he's happy to do that.
And going back for just a second, we were talking about the Hornets. I understand that the Hornets' new owner has announced that he intends to change the name of that team. Would there be any interest in grabbing that name for the Charlotte team again?
Well, you know, we really can't comment on what we do until it became a reality. But there was certainly, on our part, be an intention to discuss this with our fans and get some feedback from the community as to what their wishes would be. And Michael has made it very clear that we want to listen to our fans, want to hear what they have to say on a lot of issues. And this is one that certainly, if the opportunity comes to pass, that we'll certainly look at and have those discussions and surveys with our fans, and we'll react to that.
Fred Whitfield, President, Chief Operating Officer of the Charlotte Bobcats, thanks and good luck this season.
Thanks so much. Enjoy talking to you, Mark.